So today I'm reading a series of poems called the Camp River Poems by Corinna McGlynn. She grew up in Austin, Texas, and she's been a slam poet, but is shifting now to more printed work. So the Camp River Poems. 1. What the river wants. Its banks, so it can move as if it has a destiny to fulfill. Our bodies and our belongings in the rain all at once, so it can swell up like a tomboy and climb the trees. 2. The river as a mirror of self. But you will only sometimes, after too much gin, feel as though you waver that way. You will forget how to do a backflip. You will forget how to skip stones. You will forget songs that for 3 whole months you couldn't shake, like really bad hiccups. You will tip beer into the river as if it was asking for some, and that may affect the river's character judgment. 3. The river and drowning. Someday you will meet a gentle giant who accidentally crushes your hand when he asks, "How'd you do?" Or you will read of mice and men, or you will own a big German shepherd who, despite his friendly intentions, knocks all of your neighbors down. You will think of Lucy standing by the edge of that ancient lake and wonder what it was, the first suicide, a cramp, a wild animal waiting for her to kneel and drink. And then you will understand. 4. The river and jumping. Be careful. The river is an artist, so the bottom is a graveyard of abandoned sculptures, stone skulls that hope to steal your brain when you plunge in head first. Know that if it is winter, the impact may not kill you, and you will not immediately drown. Instead, you will freeze to death, which is a different prospect altogether. 5. Things to ask the river. Did you let me win? Are there parts of yourself that you don't like? Do you ever get thirsty? Do you end triumphantly or unnoticeably? Do you scare yourself at night? Don't you feel as though you are always thrusting through the neck of an inside-out shirt? Do you ever just want to stop being a river? When's your birthday? 6. Swimming in the river. If you ever find the drain, don't unplug it. Don't swim near the roots of trees. There are eels and evil nixies there. Understand that the river has no personal stake in whether or not you come up for air. Don't do it with dumb boys and a box of Chablis. Don't stuff your bikini. The river likes to uncover embarrassing truths. Don't do it in an electrical storm. The river is strongly connected to things like fate and temptation. Don't do it during a flood unless you have an ark. The river does not understand that people are no longer demigods. 7. The river and mythology. You will never remember these things. You will have to look them up again and again. Don't ask your geography teacher where Alf, the scared river, runs. Try to memorize the difference between oceanids, harpies, nereids, naiads, spites, mermaids, oreads, banshees, sirens, lymphae, dryads, hamadryads, and nymphs. Fail miserably. Develop your own mythology. Remember that time you canoed past the boundaries and almost went over a waterfall. Remember when you received a silver charm from an older woman. Remember the rings of crocuses you set afloat to honor Ophelia. Remember when 3 girls came out of nowhere and stripped you, throwing your red shorts in the river. 8. The river and aging. Knowing that there is a point of diminishing returns when it comes to your skill in the river, if you can do a double somersault and swim from one end to the other and back without coming up for air, do it often, because you won't always be able to. If there are lifeguards, flirt up a storm. Remember what you looked like in their mirrored sunglasses. It will haunt you. Don't throw rocks at wrinkled necks of sunning turtles. You will both age. Only to the river you will shrivel in what seems like seconds, a plum left on the dashboard of a hot car, and you won't live long enough to see the river change perceptibly, even if you eat wheat germ. If you've had a perfect day there, I mean a really perfect day, don't come back again until you're 80 and carrying a quiver full of naked grandchildren that you let fly, graceful flesh arrows who arc into the water and grin from ear to ear as everybody you ever loved surfaces and breathes again.